Welcome to the Vancouver Boys Podcast, a division of the Hockey Podcast Network. Welcome to the Vancouver Boys Podcast.
Someone sounds like they're coming on the train.
Yo, what's up? This is Paul Bissonnette. Welcome to the Vancouver Boys Podcast.
Here are your hosts, Jake Jude.
I don't care. Offer me 10 firsts. If you're not giving me Leon Draisaitl, you don't get Saros.
Marcus Keller.
Is Brock Besser going to score 4 goals every game? Maybe, but probably not.
And Alex Smith.
Third star of the week goes to Pistachios for how stupidly expensive they are.
Steve Dangle here. I love the Vancouver Boys.
It's the Vancouver Boys Podcast.
Woo! How's it going? Boys, season 4, episode 20. Ooh.
So you guys, ooh.
Are you guys gonna make, I was
How do you want to
sure,
respond
I thought
you, that?
Oh, I thought somebody was going to make a 420 joke.
What?
Oh, because it's season four, episode 20.
Nice.
You know, anyways, we're the Vancouver Boys Podcast.
We are.
As you can tell, I got two other voices with me. One sounds incredibly better. Jake.
Yeah, I had my
Jude.
Voice box removed and replaced, and now it sounds a lot better, doesn't it?
You're back from NASA. How was it?
Space is great, man. Cheap real estate out there.
Is it that much cheaper, though?
No, it's not.
Oh, yeah, when you compare it to Nanaimo.
Yeah, when you compare the real estate in space. Yeah, I'm happy
enough,
to be here.
I own the moon now, which is crazy.
I have stolen the moon.
Way to go, Gru.
Yes, and the third member of Vancouver Boys Podcast, Mr. Marcus Keller, is with us.
I don't like that I've been relegated to the third member of the podcast.
Well, you were always just the add-on.
I was, that's true. I wasn't even supposed to be on the show.
Yeah, and then I see, Alex took Tyler's spot, so he and I are the primary hosts.
Right,
there you're just the course, you're the guy that we bring on sometimes.
Yeah. You just talk.
I just fill the silent voids. Yeah.
You like definitely do a
non-stop
very well
speaking.
Job of that.
Fantastic yeah. job of filling the silence.
Thank you, boys. Thank you.
Well... Three boys, one room. What's going to happen
that's
here?
No, that's a
What's
hard
What's
going to
happen here?
Absolutely not, Alex.
What's going to happen? I'll tell you what is going to happen. We're going to ask Jake.
Oh.
What's for dinner?
Oh,
what's
yeah.
What's for dinner?
What's cooking?
Damn, dude, I'm panicking. Sammy J's.
Oh, is that the play?
That's the move. It's always
okay.
the move.
Well, we better do this episode quick then, because that means we got to get to Langley before the Canucks game starts, and it's 6:11
right
now.
Langley?
Yeah.
I'm not coming. Man. I'm so sorry. That is way too far.
No, you know what? This isn't sponsored, but Sammy J's, I think, is one of the best places to watch.
It is actually pretty fun.
I don't think I've ever
been. In, like, the Valley area.
Yeah. Alex doesn't go south of the Fraser, though.
Oh, okay. Oh, my God.
I don't think
he's headed back to Daddy's helicopter.
Yeah. There's no helicopter landing spot around there.
Oh,
no, that's true. That's true.
Oh,
the private
actually, there
jets
is.
Out
it's,
of fuel.
It's Langley. You
the
can land
private jets out of fuel. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, that's all fine and whatever. But we got to start this episode off the way we start off every episode with the AWSBB.
Jesus.
It's
the AWSBB.
There we go.
Bet the action on the ice with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download the app now and use the code THPN. New customers can get $150 instantly in bonus bets for betting just $5 on hockey. That's code THPN only on DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. The crown is yours. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gambling resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2023, all rights reserved.
Yes, that's right. It's my time. It's where we go and bet on an NBA, NHL, or a random sport. We talk about it with the boys, and we have a little chat about it. And this week, we're talking about last week's lot of losses.
How'd you do?
We went 1-for-3.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm right about average.
Yeah.
It was another NHL win. The Avs did beat the Oilers. Really great game. I don't know if you guys watched
it. I watched the overtime, which was actually super boring until the Avs scored with like less than a second left. Yeah,
they just squeaked one by.
Yeah.
The Suns versus the Bucks. The Suns did not win, who I thought would. And the Food City 500.
Oh, yes.
So there were 36 racers.
One winner. 42 losers. I eat losers for breakfast.
Do you know what he's referring to?
Lightning McQueen.
Oh, okay. I don't know.
Well, yeah.
That's all he knows.
That's the intro to car. That's my only racing knowledge. It's one winner, 42 losers.
Life is a highway.
So out of 36 racers, we had Tyler Reddick winning.
Yes.
Where do you guys think he finished?
36th.
No, not that bad. Not that bad.
I'm going to go with 4th.
Ooh, no. He was actually 30th.
Ooh.
Okay. Because so Jake had some, he thought I was good.
30th.
Yeah, so jeez. Not great. We're going to switch it up. Not bet on the NASCAR. Does NASCAR have like a league name?
NASCAR. Yeah.
NASCAR?
Like NASCAR. There's like MLB, NHL. Is there like an abbreviation?
That's like saying, does the NHL have an acronym? I think NASCAR is an acronym.
Yeah, NASCAR is
an acronym?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a large-ass acronym.
Well, yeah, it's like National Athletic Sport.
What is athletic about?
Car? Car? Yeah.
Oh, and here comes the bench press.
National Athletic Sports Car.
Yeah.
It's something stupid like that.
It sounds about right.
So we're not going to be betting on NASCAR this week. We will be betting on the NBA. We're going to take the Kings over the Magic.
He wasn't too far off. With
what?
There's no way athletic is in there.
No, it's the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing. So CAR is what the C stands for, and then the AR stands for auto racing.
That was pretty close.
That's stupid.
Yeah, it's not. That's awesome. Yeah.
So all of them are stock?
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
That can't be right.
Yeah.
That's what it says. I'm just going to pull up in my Civic. What are you going to do?
No. I think that stock for racing means something different than it means for your Honda Civic.
That would be funny, though, if they're just fresh off the lawn.
Yeah, they all have like roll cages in them. Like, these things are nuts.
Mr. Stock. Beast comes out here. You guys have 5 minutes to pick your car for this race. We're taking a huge, huge game this weekend. The Blackhawks versus the Sharks.
Ooh, oh, yes. Yeah. Battle of the basement. You know what? Yeah. 6 or 7 years ago, that would be like a heavyweight NHL battle.
That would be like the Western Conference Final.
Yes.
That is true.
And here we are.
In that barn burner, we're going to take the over in that game. And then we're going to go to the Vancouver Whitecaps this weekend. Yeah. We're going to go into a little bit of soccer.
What's the MLS acronym?
Major League Soccer.
Yeah, wait, was that a joke?
It was.
Okay.
I wonder if they have an acronym.
Yeah, MLS.
The MLS.
What's what the MLS is called?
But yeah, we're going to take the Whitecaps over the Salt Lake City Real. Didn't know that was their name.
The what?
It's called the Real Salt Lake City.
Real.
Yeah.
Like R-I-A-L?
Yeah. No, R-E-A-L.
Real.
I think it's not real Salt Lake City.
Yeah. Is it the fake Salt Lake City?
No, yeah, it's like Spanish, like Real Madrid.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's what I'm assuming.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know either, man. No habla español.
You know what I'm thinking about, though? Do you think that they call it the MLS? Because if they called it the MLF, that's just way too close to not being publicly friendly.
Yeah, we don't.
You know, Major League Football doesn't really.
It'd be tough, like playing in the minors in soccer. I don't know where that is. I mean, like, yes, I got caught up. I got called up to the MILF.
does the MLS even have the minors though? Like,
no, they
are they not got, like, the farm minors
teams?
Do they?
Do they really?
I would assume so. Because, like, where do they get their players from? Or, like,
I thought they were all just like,
if
they
the have ones an injury. That retire from Europe.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. Pretty much. I thought it was really just kind of a free agency pool that they kind of get to go into. Like,
yeah. Yeah. Because I don't think they have a draft.
Yeah. Because I don't think they really have a lot of leagues that are, like, connected. I think it's more just you call up individual players when you feel like it. I think. I don't know. Anyway, this isn't a soccer podcast.
No, but we're betting on it this week.
Oh, right. Yeah, I guess.
And who are we taking in that game?
The Whitecaps.
Okay, we're taking Vancouver.
Yeah.
Whitecaps. Okay. Have you guys ever remembered the Whitecaps to be even halfway decent?
Were they good last year?
Yeah, they were decent last year. I think they won the Canadian Cup, which is kind of a made-up award that they give to the best team between Vancouver, Montreal, and Toronto.
Are those the only teams in Canada?
Yeah. In the MLS, yeah. I think there is a lower league that Edmonton has a team in, at least, and maybe a couple other places. I don't know.
Seems weird.
It is weird.
I don't care about soccer.
Me either.
We're betting on it.
That was too much.
That was way too much soccer talk. Let's get into some Canucks talk. So,
let's do it.
A little bit of information for the listeners.
Mm-hmm.
We're filming this on Tuesday.
Yeah, weird.
Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Right before the Buffalo-Vancouver game.
Yep.
Because we're planning on going to watch it together as Jake is in town.
I am. I'm here. Yep.
So not a whole lot to talk about with the Canucks. So we're going to miss talking about the Buffalo game and the Montreal game.
Yeah.
Before this comes out. But we can talk about the Washington game.
Oof. Yeah.
Do we want to talk about that game?
Not so much.
Can we... Do you mind if I hijack your segment real quick?
This is not my segment.
This is everyone's segment.
Okay. Because here's the way I want to talk about that game. I want to talk about it from each position's standpoint. So I want you to tell me what you thought of Casey DeSmith's performance, and then the defense, and then the forwards.
Okay.
Give me like pros and cons of each.
Okay.
So let's start in net. So Alex, why don't you start? That's typically the order. Tell me the pros and cons of Casey DeSmith's game. Like, do you think that he played well? Do you think that he had a rougher game? Do you think that they should have yanked him? Do you think this was Archer Silov's chance to get the net? And then, like I said, we'll move on to defense, and then we'll go on to the forwards.
I don't think it's like you keep him in there. It was a 2-1 game. It went into overtime. No, it don't.
Nope.
What game was I thinking of?
I don't know, the Avs Oilers game.
Maybe.
Didn't the Canucks Avs go to overtime? Oh no, no. Oh, yeah, it did.
Yeah,
it did.
Yeah.
You're probably getting mixed up with the Avalanche game.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have pulled him. It was only a 2-1 game. I thought he played all right. I mean, he's a backup goalie that's kind of gotten thrown into the starter positions, so you can't really expect much. But, I mean, only letting 2 goals in against a playoff team, like, you can't really complain about that.
Are the Caps a...
I have a hard time co-signing on the idea that
they are in a playoff spot.
I see what you're saying.
Don't try to tell me that the Flyers are a playoff team, though, because then I'm going to have a coronary. Well, actually, I can't make that joke around Marcus. I forgot about that.
It's okay, buddy.
Too soon?
No. It's never too soon. Dude, we were joking about it when I was in the hospital. That's all right.
Yeah. We're coming up on like 2 years since that happened, eh?
Yeah, that's true.
Let's have a party. Wow.
Time flies when you're...
dead. Okay. Anyway, I would largely agree with Alex. DeSmith played, I thought, a fine game. I think most games in the NHL, you let in 2 goals. You don't typically walk away super angry at yourself and feeling like, I cost us the game. I didn't think he let in particularly any awful goals. I thought maybe one of them he could have had. It was one of those ones where you're like, if Demko was here, probably would have stayed out of the net. However, guess what? It's not Demko. It's a backup goalie. That's what backup goalies are for. I don't know. I definitely don't think he was the problem, at least, to answer your question.
Yeah. It sucks because, like, the 2 goals that he got scored against happened, like, 2 minutes apart from each other.
Yeah.
So it's like he played a 58-minute game brilliantly.
Yeah.
You know? Really sucks that... that the game ended up going the way it did. Also, the Canucks did get outshot in that game. Granted, there wasn't like huge shot totals, but they did get outshot.
Mm-hmm.
So he did. He had a strong game, especially for a backup.
But yeah.
We'll see by the end of this week if he holds it together, because granted, their opponents this week are rough.
So. Yeah, this is a stretch that I remember I said before that game where we had Washington, Buffalo, Montreal, then Calgary.
Mm-hmm.
I said out of those 4 games... they need 9 points. That is a...
Not going to get it.
I know. Or sorry, no. Wait.
Never going to get it.
I said...
9 points?
Six. Sorry. Games. I said... I see what I did wrong. I said they needed 6 points. Their margin for error is now zero because they blew the first one. Mm-hmm. Those are four in a row non-play... And I'm counting Washington as a non-playoff team here and because they're right on the borderline. The other three are not playoff teams. These are all home games. Mm-hmm. You cannot lose these.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving to, I guess, the...
Defense.
Defense?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's work our way up the...
Okay, fair enough.
Up the ice.
It was really Quinn Hughes, and nobody else, to me, really stood out. Like, they were kind of... I don't know. I guess I don't focus a lot on the defense when watching the games. Like, I've always focused on the forwards. So this would probably be a better group for Jake to talk about, but yeah. I didn't really notice any of them.
I would agree. I mean, Quinn Hughes, he made the first goal happen. Brock Besser scored it, but Quinn Hughes dancing around the blue line, running back and forth with Philip Hronek, confusing the hell out of the Caps, got a beautiful shot on net, and Besser put it into the net. That's exactly what you want Quinn Hughes to be doing. That's why he's regarded right now as one of the best defensemen, if not the best defenseman in the NHL. He is. He's up for the Norris, I know. It's the way it is.
It's just any excuse you get. It's like...
We're talking specifically about the Canucks defense. What else do you want me to talk about?
All right, fair enough.
So, yes, other than that, I would say yes. The defense was largely unnoticeable. I wouldn't say I saw any major catastrophic collapses, but they certainly didn't do anything to put themselves on the highlight reel.
Wasn't this... Tyler Myers' first game back from injury?
Was he in that game?
Yeah, I didn't even notice him.
Think so?
I'll tell you this before we get into anything else.
Yeah, he had 20 minutes of ice time.
Great. You know what? I didn't notice that he was there, and I didn't miss him the entire time he was gone. Put it that way. I don't think that lineup looked at themselves and went, uh-oh, we're a little shaky on defense now. They weren't. They were fine. Anyway.
Yeah, I think... My point stands. You didn't even notice him out there, which is probably a good thing.
I did not know he was back.
One thing I do want to say about that game is it reminded me how important Carson Soucy is to this team. It's just so nice to have that. Like, Zadorov Soucy is just such a... Like,
it's solid.
You just breathe a sigh of relief knowing that it's those two and not Jet Wu and Ben Hutton. Like, it's just like... Having NHL caliber defensemen on D just gives you a little bit more of a...
We're pretty new to that, too.
Yeah, like, it feels like... Dude, I can't even tell you in my lifetime if I remember a time. Well, I guess 2011.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, that group with, like...
Erhoff,
Amuse, Edler, Yeksa, Salo, Demetria.
Demetria. He's a forward.
Was he a forward?
Yeah, Pavel Demetria
was
a forward.
Oh, you're right, too. He was. That's my mistake. Anyway,
I know the point you're making.
It was a very good group. We had rookie Chris Tanev on that team. You know, I'm just saying.
And what number did he wear, Marcus?
18.
Yeah. And no one's worn that since, eh?
Not a one.
Not a one.
Anyway. Yeah. Moving on.
Yeah, okay.
Let's talk forwards.
Yeah, let's talk about the forwards.
Alex.
Yeah.
Out of what?
Nothing.
Oh. They looked good in like the first 5 minutes, and then after that they all kind of vanished. Pedersen has been looking like he hasn't really cared about the game. Looking back, I think everybody wishes that we don't have Lindholm on this team because he really is doing, I don't even want to say more bad than good, but like for what he was labeled as when we got him, he is not living up to those standards. And I don't know if it was just like the time they had off, because I think it was a pretty big gap from the game before to the Washington game. Mm. But the whole team just kind of gave up, you could say, like just not really looking great.
Yeah, it's just this team, largely their branding over the last few years has been, we might be a little weak in some areas on the ice, but we have a very good top six. Our top six rivals almost any in the NHL. It's solid. You've got Pedersen, you've got Besser, you've got Miller, right? That's that line alone should put fear into the hearts of your opponents. Instead, they didn't do anything. That line actually has barely been together. They've split them up. They put the lines in a blender because they can't figure out any chemistry. None of them can.
The MVP of this team would be Dakota Joshua.
Yeah, I
like seriously.
That is the what do you call that? The what's the opposite of a variable? The constant?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, I got a science question.
Do you know what happens when you put a constant and a variable together? No, hold on. They explode. Yeah, it's an atom bomb. Do you remember? You have constant, a constant, variable.
Okay, well, you know what the first two letters are.
I know. I believe it's you get a coefficient.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, but yeah, Dakota Joshua, when he left, which was the All-Star break, this team fell off. And I think too many people have it in their heads that it's the All-Star break's fault. And they keep forgetting that, no, we're actually missing a roster player who left exactly then.
Yeah.
You know? This team doesn't look the same. And this is kind of what I said before, is that third line didn't, like, I mean, we called them the third line. They were kind of used more as a second line. But of Bluger, Joshua, and Garland, no, they didn't score the most goals of any line on the team. So I think people didn't really know what their value was. Their value was that when they were out there, you could trust that the puck would stay in the other team's end most of the time. And they had chemistry together. When they were on the ice, you didn't worry. You used the term earlier that people could breathe a sigh of relief when you see a pairing like Soucy and Zadorov on the ice. I think a way bigger sigh of relief was when that third line went out there. You were just like, nothing bad is going to happen. We're fine. We are in good hands.
I disagree with that. I don't think... were fantastic. They were scoring. They were physical. Don't disagree with that. Mm-hmm. What I do disagree with is that in their defensive zone, they weren't shut down in the defensive zone.
Well, they were pretty good, man.
A lot of times they generated chances because they were being dominated defensively, and then they generated like a turnover and then went back the other way on an odd man rush.
Right. Well, it's not like they were never in their own zone, but like when they were on the ice, you could bank on no major mistakes being made. You could typically bank on that. And
for a third line, they were very trustworthy.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Like you're not worried about, is the puck going to go in our net? It's more like, are they going to put the puck in the opponent's net?
Yeah.
Which you usually don't worry about with your third or fourth line.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, no, it was, I think that him missing has been a huge loss of confidence for this team. It's just that line isn't together anymore.
I think something else to note with just that game specifically is Washington is kind of on a bit of a heater. Like they came into it having just beaten the Kraken.
Mm-hmm.
They were clearly that team was firing, right?
Yep.
And then they beat the Canucks. They moved on to Calgary, beat Calgary. We'll see how they do the rest of this week before this episode comes out.
But yeah,
I think also like there's something to be said about streaky teams. Like sometimes teams just go on streaks.
Yeah, they can get hot.
Right. And I think that like, and since they can get hot, they can also get cold. I think the Canucks have just kind of come back down to earth and now they're where people expected them to be, like where they've been playing lately.
Mm.
I think that as long as this team can figure their shit out and get back on a bit of a hot streak going into the playoffs, there's nothing to worry about because they've proven they can beat any team in the league.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether they can get hot again. And I think they can, which I know sounds kind of stupid because it's kind of like a luck-based thing.
Yeah, but
I think it can happen.
It's also not entirely luck when you look at their starting goalies out for the next 4 weeks and Dakota Joshua could be out for almost as long, right? You could literally be in a situation where you're putting your full lineup back together right as the playoffs start. That is the situation this team could be in. And I think that once they're back together, you could see them playing like they were before the All-Star break. Do you want to do the inbox in the second half? It's up to you guys.
I don't mind doing it now.
Yeah, might as well. Why would we switch it up?
Good point. Alex, why don't you say something clever that has us go into the inbox?
Let's go.
I feel like I know where this is going.
Into the inbox.
Yeah, that's
guess where we are.
That's about
are we in the
right.
inbox right now?
We are in the inbox.
Holy.
Got a couple things here.
Oh, are you doing it?
Yeah, I'll do it this week. Sure. Should we give Silovs a game in net?
Absolutely.
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
Of course.
Okay, where would you rather see him? Yeah,
that's the question. So
here's the thing. Demko's out for what will now be closer to 3 weeks. They initially said four. He's been out for a little while now. Yeah. 3 weeks. This week, we talked about it earlier. They
Calgary.
Have Calgary on Saturday night, hockey night in Canada, Pacific Division rivalry on home ice, all the pressure in the world.
Yep.
Throw the AHL kid in the net.
Yes.
No. You play him.
Let me defend myself.
Well, you're wrong.
Oh, okay. Never mind then.
Yeah.
Shut up, Jake.
Why did I come here?
It's so much easier to bully him when he's in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're great.
So why do you think that Saturday night against Calgary is the right call there for Silovs to go in net?
Well, to start, for all the reasons you listed, I think that
You're an off the deep end kind of a guy.
Not quite, because this isn't throwing him in off the deep or into the deep end.
Mm-hmm.
He has played in the NHL before. He has been given shots before.
Has he played this year?
No,
not this year.
Yeah, no.
But he's played. Has he? I think so.
He's definitely played. Yeah, I think he played last year.
Last year.
You can
look it up. I'm like,
I thought he got a shutout.
I don't think he got a shutout. But I'm pretty confident he played games last year. If not, I mean, I think that it's evidence enough based on what he did at the World Cup just for Latvia that like this guy deserves a shot in the NHL. And I think that bringing him in on a Thursday night against the Montreal Canadiens, sure, like you might build his confidence, but I think that you would build his confidence a lot more if you gave him a stage to really shine on. And also, the Calgary Flames are a good enough team that the Canucks will have to be good to beat them, but they should also probably beat them. The other thing about it is that Calgary has some pretty shoddy defense. They're not very solid, which means that the Canucks should put a lot of pucks past Jacob Markstrom should he start, which means that Artur Silovs doesn't have to be perfect. He doesn't have to have a great game. So what I think is the Canucks are going into a game that they should win, they should score a lot of goals, and you can give a goalie a chance he doesn't have to be perfect and the team can still win, but if they do win and it is because of him, he's going to be really confident in himself. So I think that there's nothing to gain here, but unless he shits the bed entirely and they lose, nothing but the positives that can come from it.
So I don't know how I didn't realize this. He has played 5 NHL games. One against Nashville, one against Boston, one against Philadelphia, one against St. Louis, and one against New York. He's won 3 of them. He's lost 2. And in his career, in the NHL, he has a .908 save percentage. That's not bad.
No, for 5 games.
Like I said, that's why it's not deep end. They're not shoving him in the deep end here.
Yeah. No, but like, is that Calgary game at home?
It is.
It is? Okay. Well, still, I think that Thursday night against Montreal, it's a team that really, it doesn't matter if we win or lose. Like, we haven't secured first place, but like...
Well, we're a couple points out of it now.
Are we not?
Yeah, there's 3 teams ahead of us in the league.
Or sorry, I meant first in the division, or Pacific.
Oh yeah, we are currently first in the... Yeah, they are most likely going to finish
exactly
in
the Pacific. If
Edmonton wins all their games in hand, they're actually ahead of the Canucks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see, like, a loss to Montreal really doesn't mean a lot, whereas a loss to Calgary definitely has some more meaning to it. Mm-hmm. So it's a game where you can throw them in. It's like, look, try your best out there. If you win, great. Like, the team's going to be ecstatic. You're on home ice. And if you lose, you could lose to worse teams. This isn't a game that's like a deal breaker, where that Calgary game, it's in division.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of things that could happen after that. So I think if you want to just throw him in there, get some confidence, because this isn't just a one game thing.
Yeah,
he's going to be playing more games throughout the month. So why not let him get his feet wet a little bit and just get in there and try to get him just an easy win?
Yeah, fair. I see where you're coming from. This is an interesting one, and I'm gonna throw this one to Alex. Someone here asked, do you think it is worth it to get season tickets, and what, I don't know, what are the options? I don't have the pamphlet in front of me here, but Alex, this is kind of your first year having, like, well, I get in the past you have, but you've done it less. You've had, like, you want to call it like quarter seasons almost, kind of.
Like what's the question? I'm very confused.
Do you think
what's your experience like having had season tickets?
Yeah,
pretty much. They're saying, do you think it's worth it?
growing up, it was really fun because like that's all you are is it's Canucks, Canucks, Canucks.
Yeah, going to a hockey game was like downtown. Like, yeah. That was a big deal.
Yeah, and like now, like I have like maybe throughout the year I go to like six, maybe around that. And like that's a perfect amount for me because like sometimes after work, like I'm tired. Yeah. Coming home, you get home by like 5:30. You got to get dressed and then SkyTrain down and you're getting there just for puck drop.
Yeah.
Like some days it can be exhausting. The turnaround
time is crazy.
Yeah. So me personally, I don't think getting a full season tickets is worth it. But like when you're splitting it, like what your family does,
yeah,
where you split it between like five people and you guys get like 10 games each. Like yeah. That's what I would do.
Yeah. It's been perfect for our family. Yeah. We've always loved that.
Like 40 games. That is a lot.
No one can do that.
Like, well, let's do some quick math here.
Okay.
Quick math.
Oh, I can't wait.
40 games or 41 games. Yeah. And you're probably getting a burger, fries, and a drink.
Yeah.
That is what?
$20?
Yeah, like probably $20.
A burger, fries, and a drink?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're closer to like 25.
Yeah, and then if you wanted to get like something else, maybe in like the second intermission, or even if you wanted to drink, like just get a beer or something like that. Like, so let's call it $30. What's 30 times 40?
700?
Yeah, about 700, roughly. Wait, no.
No, it's 1,200.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
it is. So that's $1,200.
Yeah, just on food. That's not even counting the tickets.
Yeah, and SkyTraining down. Like, it's a lot of money that adds up. It's a really fun experience. Always love going to Canucks games, but...
Also, think aspect. About 40 days just out of your whole year.
Yeah.
Right? That's on average, which I know it's not actually this way. That's a game every 9 days for the entire year.
Yeah.
Except it isn't. It's a game every other day for 2 weeks every month.
Yeah,
because pretty much. You know what I mean? Because it's not from October to evenly.
Yeah.
Right? It's like you get, if they're on a homestand, you're going to a hockey game every other day for 2 weeks. Like,
yeah, getting full seasons, unless you have someone going in on it with you, there's no way.
No.
Like, unless you are retired and you have nothing else to do, you just can't make it work. It's too much.
But if I could get a job doing like 50-50 tickets or something like that, like that's something I could do. You get to go to a Canucks game for free. I think they get a free meal at every game. And like you're pretty much just walking around watching the game.
Well, you're in the mezzanine, but yeah.
Yeah, I've heard that a lot of them, they get to see the end of the game because then a lot of them, like, they're not selling food anymore. So they just kind of like hang around and
If you guys had to get a job at Rogers Arena, but like an intro job, what would it be?
Security.
You'd want to do security?
Yeah, because I feel like if you even got the chance to be like, well, not like general security. I'd want to do
like you're running the doors?
No. I mean like almost like not private security, but like generally when they have like high profile people in the building.
Oh, like you're kind of like
assign security to them.
Well, that'd be
pretty cool. Cause like, come on, like how often are you going to have to actually defend that person outside of like, hey, stay back, take your pictures from a distance. Right.
Yeah.
I think that'd be kind of fun. I wouldn't want to be the guy at the door who's like patting down everyone.
Exactly. Yeah. I thought that's what you were trying to do.
Hell no.
Yeah.
But like actual security.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. Zamboni driver seems pretty sick.
Ooh.
Just doing donuts in front of like 18,000 people.
I'd want to be Finn.
Dude, do you know how much shit you could get away with?
Oh my God.
Like, just run up to someone, just smack them as hard as you can and then run away. And everyone's like, look at this. Like the video goes viral. Everyone's like, oh, that Finn. Yeah. They don't know that I'm just assaulting people.
As long as that person has a jersey on from a different team.
Yeah. Oh my God. Do whatever you want.
Yeah. I went to a Victoria Royals game not too long ago. And the Vancouver Giants were playing the Royals in Victoria.
Oh, that's cool.
So I was cheering for the Giants, right?
Right.
And their mascot there, I can't remember what he is. I think he's like an otter or a beaver or something. Okay. I can't remember.
Sounds very Canadian.
And we were sitting like right on the glass and he kind of came out and he was at the base and all my friends are all cheering for the Royals, But when the Giants scored, I like stood up and started cheering, and I just get this like sharp turn and look at me. And from that point on, this guy was relentless. He just wouldn't go away. Every time,
really,
was, like,
eh?
Yeah. Every time there was a good play, he would like turn to me and start clapping in my face. That's kind of funny. Yeah, and then he would like, you know how sometimes they have drums and they like beat the drum.
Yeah.
He would go like right up to me and go poof, 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 like, right in my face. It was pretty funny. I give it to him.
That's awesome.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Mascots are like it's they so get away simple, with it. But it's yeah, they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Gritty almost gets sued once for like smacking a child or something.
No, wouldn't surprise
me. I feel
me.
Like some he did something
Gritty's
crazy.
Unhinged, though, I know. Man.
Gritty, I think I've seen him enter a classroom through the window.
Through the roof, to the ceiling tiles.
Comes rappelling down from the false ceiling. It's like, hello, I've been up here the whole time. Yeah. Anyway, contracts coming up. If you had no choice but to lose one, who would it be?
Lindholm.
That is the first option.
Yeah, I don't want Lindholm back. Yeah.
The I other two point, are Podkolzin or Hronek, but I...
Definitely not Hronek.
Yeah, no. Hronek is integral to this team Hronek's moving forward.
Hronek's an RFA. Yeah, he's not going anywhere. Same thing with Podkolzin, and he's not going anywhere. There's no option there. It is exactly Elias Lindholm. I think, to be honest with you, like if you take him out of the pool, then it gets a little bit more tricky.
Yes. Yeah. Right?
Like Dakota Joshua.
Zadorov.
Yeah. Like,
yeah, that's already, tricky, I'm like, I don't know which one of those we need more. We need both of them, you know?
Yeah.
That same person has asked one more question. This is the last one we're going to have time for today. Okay. So this one's for Jake.
Oh, no. I hate it when they name me because I know it's some bullshit about the Preds.
Nashville's logo looks like a failed esports team.
It's not a question.
It doesn't have to be. It's the inbox. They just send stuff in. Right. It doesn't have to be a question. They can say whatever they want, and I'll read it.
Let's go to break.
Let's do that. Stick around on the other side for what's going to be the fastest second half of the Vancouver Boys podcast you have ever heard.
Oh, boy.
And no trivia this week because we don't feel like it or have time. Stick around.
Do you have trivia?
No.
Excellent. No? Yeah, I don't think we need to do one. I did honestly, I'd rather just not spend the time on it. What do you have?
What number is UC Saros?
Play some stupid number like -6.
Well, stick around.
They wanted his number, not his height.
Oh, come on. Stick around to find out what number UC Saros Jesus is. Christ.
Let's say 32. Just wanted one guess in there.
No, he's something like, he's probably like 28.
Okay. Stick around to find out.
You're listening to the Vancouver Boys Podcast.
That's her name. Don't wear it out.
Man, we got to sign this guy to a 6x6.
Tampa Bay was $18 million over the salary cap.
UC Saros is the best goalie in the NHL.
And welcome back to the second half. Not a lot of break time. We've just been chilling here. Blew our noses.
That is true.
That is what we did.
Yep. That's exactly what we did.
I don't know. Maybe they want to know what we do in between.
I don't think they do. I don't think they wanted to know.
Maybe next time when we do something more exciting, we'll let them
next
know.
Next time we'll blow our noses in studio for all of you to hear.
Nobody wants to hear that. Who do you think's got the most aggressive nose blow?
You.
Me?
Yeah, I would say for, you have like nose problems, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
but
still.
Okay, well, yeah. With your nose. That's like saying, oh, which one of us do you think has the most stable heart?
No, but that doesn't mean I have like the most aggressive nose blow.
Yeah, which one of us do you think is most likely to drop dead right now?
It's painfully funny that it's me.
Not too painfully. Okay, press the button.
Yeah.
What a goof! That's right. Welcome to the biggest goof of the week. This is my part of the show, my segment where I go out to find a story that involves a player, coach, team, organization, whatever would have you bring up a story with the guys we have a chat about. And this week, the biggest goof of the week is a story that I think is kind of neat. This is like kind of the reason why I invented the goof of the week.
I thought you were going to say it's why you came back.
Yeah, it's exactly why I'm here. No, this story, I think is, like I said, I think it's a goofy story.
Yeah.
An American collectibles company, Dave and Adams Card World, posted a bounty of $1 million on social media for the Connor Bedard gold card last week, which is his rookie card that got released. So I don't know if you guys know much about this, but hockey cards get released, I guess, in March every year.
Yeah.
And so this is the print run or the set that includes Connor Bedard's rookie card.
Yeah. Like his Young Guns?
Yeah, his first rookie card.
This is his first card coming out, besides the Team Canada one.
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's a big deal. It's the big deal Connor Bedard rookie card, right? So it got released, and what I guess Upper Deck did is they made one of these Connor Bedard rookie cards, just one of them, like super special. It's like, it's a one of one.
Oh, I've seen that where they put like a glossy, like an extra gloss finish over it. Yeah. Like they do special treatments to the card to like make them it look extra special. Rare.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so it's official. It's a one of one. And there's already been someone who said, hey, as soon as someone finds it, we'll pay $1 million for it.
Damn.
So this card is worth presently. No one's opened it yet. Like card packs are like, I've seen card packs sitting in display cases for as much as $400 a pack.
Cards are so expensive.
So like, It's kind of like Willy Wonka, Charlie and the Chocolate Factory pretty thing, much. Where like, it's sitting out there. Someone got to go claim it.
That is
crazy. And it's life-changing money. Like,
if
you pull that card, you are set for life.
Well, there's someone, I don't know if you guys saw this story either, so it's kind of along the same lines. Someone found, I don't remember what Gretzky's rookie year was, if it was like 78 or something like that. Like
it sounds about right.
Around that era somewhere. Someone found a box of OPG hockey cards that was a sealed box. So a box has like a few hundred packs in it.
That's a case then.
All right. Yeah, I believe they refer to it as a box though. Like that's like what it's like card collectors would call it, a box of OPG.
Okay.
And it's like, that's how like if you were a card collector, you would go out back in the day and buy maybe one or two boxes. You would get like 90% of the whole set and then you'd figure out how to get the rest. This box statistically has four Wayne Gretzky rookie cards in it.
Okay.
But it's sealed. It's unopened.
Yeah. Wait, how do they know?
Because that's statistically based on how many cards there are in the set and how many there are in that box. Statistically, it should have up to four Wayne Gretzky cards in it.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like just like by probability. Yeah. So there could be zero.
Yeah.
There could be 12. It's just random, right? It'd be like, imagine buying a pack of hockey cards, but it's like 70 packs all at once. You don't know what you're going to get.
Yes.
That's what's in the box.
Yes.
So the box is sealed and it sold for over $1 million.
Really?
Just because each Wayne Gretzky rookie card, if there is in fact four, that box would be worth more than $1 million plus all the other cards in there. And that was a big year because that was the year that the NHL absorbed the WHA, I believe. And that's why Gretzky's rookie card is in it, is because he was already like 20 or 21 or whatever.
Yeah.
But his rookie card is in there and a bunch of other really big players have their cards in there. Yeah. But the big value is obviously in the Gretzky cards.
Yeah.
So yeah, a sealed box that could theoretically have zero Gretzky cards in it sold for over $1 million because it could have Gretzky cards in it.
Wow.
Crazy, right?
Yeah. The hockey card collectible market, dude, it took a
huge boom in the past like 5 years.
Over COVID.
Yeah.
Just card collecting and collecting in general.
Yeah.
Just
kind of everything. Just
not just up. COVID, but I also feel like even kind of having emerging stars, like kind of 1 year after the next, you had McDavid, then Matthews a few years later. Now we've got Bedard. Like that alone is enough to make people who were not interested at all go, that could be worth something.
There's something here, yeah.
That's always a good like Christmas gift. Or like any gift, like if you don't know, but they like sports, cards. It's just like cards of like whatever sport they like.
For sure.
I remember a couple of years ago, Tyler was really into hockey cards. Like
I missed that.
Yeah, yeah. It was probably like 2018. Mm. Okay. Definitely before the pandemic.
Yeah.
And maybe it was during the pandemic when he got into it.
Oh, okay.
And I remember he was like opening up all these packs and I was like, oh, that'd be a good gift. So I got him like a tin.
Because
also the like sizes for packs is weird. Because you're right, there's a pack, a tin, a box, and a case, and those are like the different sizes you can get.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I got him a tin, which is typically like a collection of a different like different print runs of
cards.
Yeah, whatever gear.
Anyways, and I was shocked. It was like $40 for a tin, and there was like four packs inside.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
It's weird how it started too. Hockey cards started as a gimmick to sell chewing gum. Yeah. That was the whole point. It was just a stupid picture that they'd throw in with the gum and hoping kids would see the picture and like it enough to buy it. Mm-hmm. And then no one wanted the gum anymore, so they just sold the cards. Yeah. Then so many places started printing cards that all the cards became worthless because there were so many of them out there.
Yeah.
And now it's kind of come back to like, now it's like Upper Deck is like the, if it's not Upper Deck, it's not, because it was Opeachy and then Topps for a while.
Right,
but then there were, at some point, there was like 30 companies mass producing cards.
McDonald's.
So, the McDonald's ones were cool though.
Yeah,
and so were the Tim's ones actually, which they just started doing because McDonald's stopped.
What doesn't get talked about enough is the, I think it was McDonald's, the goalie sticks that they used to do.
I love those.
Yeah, I used to have all those.
I have, they did a couple years. They did 1 year where they were silver and one year where they were red.
Red, yeah.
I have all the red ones except Luongo, and it has driven me crazy my whole life.
That's surprising.
Every time I went to McDonald's, I remember when those were out, it was like 07, 08.
Yeah.
I would go and I would ask, do you have, because it said on the package, you knew before you opened it. Uh-huh. Every time, nope, sorry. Yeah. We do not have Luongo. They people would come in, ask for it, and boom, they were gone.
Yeah.
But I have every other one. Do you guys remember the goalie helmets?
Oh yeah,
that would sit on a little puck, and it would the helmet would open, and
they'd
like
be inside
on the little stage. There'd be a figurine. Yeah. I have the Luongo one for that.
Yeah,
I love those. Those are cool.
Yeah,
we gotta bring back stuff like that.
Do more fun shit.
Do more crazy shit.
No fun shit. No.
Oh yeah, yeah, fun. Yeah.
What?
I know, but I have a goof for this week.
You change it.
You have a goof.
Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay.
If we're done with Jake's goof.
Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
Biggest goof of the week.
Grand Theft Auto.
Huh.
Did you guys hear about the Pittsburgh Penguins bobblehead night?
I have a little
bit. Yaromir.
Yeah, so it was Yaromir Jagr's retirement night, and they were going to give like over 1,000 bobbleheads out until the truck got stolen, and all of the bobbleheads were taken out of the truck. So now somebody has over 1,000 Yaromir Jagr bobbleheads, and they canceled bobblehead night.
And then they listed them on eBay.
Yeah.
Oh, did they list it on eBay? That
people were selling a couple of them for like $300 each.
That's so funny. It's like, I wonder if they knew that it was a bunch of bobbleheads when they like stole the shit.
Or if they were just like, it, they were like, are you kidding
who the
me?
Fuck is this guy? We did all that work for a couple bobbleheads? And I thought that was funny.
I actually, for a while, and a lot of other people thought it was just a publicity stunt, because I don't know if you saw, then they released a video of Yaromir Jagr in his own car with, like, aviators on, and he said something ridiculous in his accent, like, do not worry, Pittsburgh fans, I will find them. And everyone was kind of like, okay, is this just some sort of stage thing that
stunt?
He's going to go, you know, oh, look, I found them, and they're going to be, you know... I don't know, something like that. But then, nope, that wasn't it. They were actually stolen. And
damn. Tough luck.
Yeah. I can't get that image out of my head now. Like, actual, like, people who had a complicated enough scheme to steal a shipping container.
Yeah.
Opened it and must have just gone, fuck.
Yeah. We did all this work. For no market.
There's bobbleheads. How many bobbleheads? I'd say about 19,000 bobbleheads. Oh, okay.
Thanks.
Great. Funny if they stole the wrong container. Like they were specifically
they were trying to get the bobbleheads?
No, like they were trying to specifically get something else. Like they had a targeted container, and one guy just like counted the shipping containers wrong and grabbed the wrong one. It was
Mike,
like,
what the fuck? All right. Yeah. NHL
There's a
news
lot of
this week.
Goofy stories this week.
Should we just make it a goofy second half?
Sure, it's a goofy second half.
Perfect.
Another one.
What a goof!
Goof of
the
year.
The second biggest, the third biggest goof of the week. No, you guys heard about the Connor Garland picking a fight with Philip Hronek in practice?
You know what? This could be a good thing. Think about it. Connor Garland has fought once before in practice that we know of, and it was with Dakota Joshua. They both went on to have very, very good seasons.
Well, didn't St. Louis get into a fight the year that they won the cup?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
That's actually common for teams that like have a really high compete level. Is in practice they just like
well, and especially when you're on like the down or like decline or like in like a bad spot.
Yeah, because everyone like probably in their own head. Feels like they have the solution, you know, that if we just do this, it would be right. And someone disagrees with them. Someone says, no, we should do it this way. And then they go into the corner and then they just start fighting.
I think it's goofy that it was Connor Garland and Philip Peronik out of everybody on the team.
Yeah, it's like the two shortest guys.
Yeah, well, it's just like two guys you wouldn't expect. Like, how is JT Miller not in there?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, if anybody was going to fight on the team, I thought it would be JT Miller.
Honestly, I don't think anyone would.
Yeah, that
I think he would go to fight someone and they go, okay, no, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Okay, it's fine.
JT Miller in the crossbar. Yeah. Round two.
In the back of Casey DeSmith.
Yeah, I don't think anyone's doing that. Same with like Zadorov. If Zadorov like cross checks someone in practice, you're going, okay, man.
Let's take a break here.
Yeah, let's all just go get some dinner, like, you know, just chill for a bit.
If Zadorov picked a fight in practice, Jesus, that'd be.
There is no one who could even contest him. There isn't. Yeah. There isn't.
Maybe Susie, but yeah.
Not even. No.
Maybe Cole?
No, he would throw either of them over the boards. It would not even be close.
Who do you think would win in a fight? 2010 Ryan Kessler or 2023 JT Miller?
That's a very good question.
I take JT Miller.
I'm leaning towards it, but like here's the thing. Kessler didn't fight much. He was a little bit of
neither does JT Miller.
Yeah.
No, but
we both know that he totally
but
could.
But Miller, I don't know. I feel like Kessler
was more of a pest to the other team.
Yeah, he would do the thing kind of, honestly, that Brad Marchand does, where he'd start something and then skate away, and then everyone else would be like fighting around the crease, and he'd be like back at the bench.
He definitely was like starting shit.
Yeah, but like I don't remember Kessler dropping the gloves very often.
No, he was too much of a skill player to be off for 5 minutes.
Miller fights, I think, more than Kessler does. And just for that reason alone, I just think he'd be better at it. Like Kessler, as much as I like him, I feel like he would be more vulnerable to like breaking his hand somehow, you know?
That's an odd thing to say to somebody.
No,
you're
just
more
like,
likely to break your hand.
Just like in a fighting scenario, just because he didn't do it.
Wrists.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I went golfing with him once. His arms weren't that big.
Oh, give me a break.
Yeah, no, I did. I did go golfing with him.
What did you think of that experience?
It was cool. When he hit the ball, it made like a whistling sound, which I've never seen before. And I haven't seen since in real life. So that's kind of cool. No, and the weird thing about his shot that he hit a driver once. The ball, I swear to God, was never more than 10 feet off the ground, but it went like 250 yards. It like stayed at that.
Stinger.
Yeah. And it made this like, it made that sound. It was like, that's what it sounded like. I don't know what to tell you. He would crush the thing. It would barely get off the ground, but it would land on the green. Yeah. it was something special.
Zadorov winds up and he hits the golf ball and it sounds like a Cummins diesel engine.
Yeah, and he hit the space station with it.
He hit me up at the NASA International Space
Station. They sent that ball to Nanaimo.
Yeah.
All right.
That's a pretty good thought.
Yeah. Thoughts?
Thoughts?
I got no thoughts.
Thoughts.
Thoughts. What button is thoughts?
It's the red one.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Sorry. Uh-oh. Double clutched on it there.
What's the orange button?
I don't know.
We haven't used that one in a while.
I thought that was the yellow button.
No, yellow is clapping.
Oh, you're right, too. It's the teal. Oh. We don't use the teal one very much.
What we don't use a lot is? That one.
Yeah.
We haven't used any of the buttons in a while. Oh, yeah, you don't have headphones on. Sorry, Jake.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Oh, yeah.
What are the buttons doing?
No, what was it, you guys? The PK Subban.
Yeah.
News.
Or Evander Kane. Evander Kane.
Yeah.
That was a fun year.
I remember that just for an entire year. Yeah. Every week, one of those two would do something ridiculous.
Something in the headline.
Like, it was so often that they couldn't even be Goof of the Week anymore. We had to make them their own segment, because otherwise every Goof of the Week would have just been them. Anyway, thoughts. Go ahead,
thoughts.
Alex.
Thoughts is going to be questions for you guys.
Oh, okay.
That I'm going feels to like say, cheating. Yeah, pretty much. Okay. I'm going to say a piece of hockey equipment. I want you guys to give me a brand you associate it with.
Okay.
Alrighty. I'm going to go helmets.
Bauer.
Jofa.
Okay. Fair enough. Skates.
CCM.
Bauer.
Okay. Sticks.
Bauer. Like,
yeah, this is what I know. Yeah, this is the same thing though. But like Bauer just runs it. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I guess like new age kids, I feel like growing up, like it was Bauer for like us, but like now it seems like it's more CCM.
Really?
Like that's what I'm seeing. Like when you look at NHLers, like what do you think the percentage of NHLers are using Bauer to CCM?
Oh, I wouldn't even have a guess on that.
Yeah.
I know CCM is pretty big with sponsorships though. Like they have a lot of players that are like CCM ambassadors. So like they use their sticks. But I don't really know. Again, I'm pretty new to playing hockey. I usually just watch.
Yeah, geez, I don't know. I mean, when I was a kid, I would have said, like, you know, all different players use just a ton of different stuff. Now it really is just kind of a two-horse race. I guess maybe like 50-50?
Yeah, okay, so I've got the percentages up here. The top five stick brands in the NHL.
Okay, well, Bauer, CCM.
Yep.
I would imagine, is Warrior still up there?
Warrior's the third biggest.
Yeah. True?
True's the fourth.
Yeah.
Now can you get the fifth one?
I'm trying to think who else even manufactures sticks.
Sherwood?
Sherwood is the fifth biggest brand.
Yes.
I mean, coming in at 1%.
Yeah.
But, yeah, 40% Bauer, yeah,
isn't
40% CCM.
Isn't Connor Bedard sponsored?
Man? Yeah.
Yeah. I was like,
which was, like, a huge deal.
Yeah.
But there's actually, like, it's him. I know DeBrincat, he's also sponsored by Sherwood.
Yeah.
Or you call them sponsored, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're like ambassadors. Like,
yeah, ambassadors.
But like that's they actually better. Use the equipment. Yeah. So it's yeah. Anyway, yeah.
That makes me think that they must have been using it already. I don't see them like switching something like that up just for a
Bedard wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He was using Bauer all the way up and then Sherwood I think dropped like a fucking truckload of money to get him. Yeah. And it was like a whole thing where it was like, is this gonna mess this kid up? And
yeah.
Obviously it didn't.
Yeah, no, he's
gonna make money regardless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. Oh, good thought.
Yeah, very good.
Never know.
Okay.
Anyway, we want to go watch the Canucks game.
Yeah, it is 7:06. So, we've got like 4 minutes until that puck drops, yeah, and so, we've got a 25-minute drive to Langley. So we better get going.
Alex, do the outro.
If you'd like to contact us, you can hit us up on Instagram, YouTube, Twitch, TikTok,
yep,
and Snapchat. Nope. Still in the works.
How you always miss the biggest one?
What's the biggest one?
Instagram.
That's the first one he said.
Oh, you did say
Instagram, yeah, Twitch, YouTube, TikTok.
Yep, that's right.
Is that it?
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, at Vancouver Boys Podcast.
Yep.
Twitter at Vancouver Boys _ and Vancouver Boys Podcast at gmail.com.
Yep, for any serious inquiries. That's right.
And we actually got a serious inquiry during the podcast, so check the email, Marcus. I forwarded it.
Oh, I will have to take a look at that later.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think that'll about do it from us here at Vancouver Boys Podcast.
Let's go watch the game.
Let's do it.
Thanks for listening.
See you on the next one.
Peace. What the fuck happened there? What number did UC Soros wear?
Okay, you guys guess, and I'll tell you if you're getting...
28.
Higher.
32.
Higher.
45.
Higher.
Like 71.
Higher.
What?
88.
Lower.
75?
Lower.
72.
Higher.
73.
Higher.
74? Yeah. What a stupid
He's
number.
He's number 74?
Yeah, I've always thought that's weird, but...
I'm an idiot like goalie. It.
Think of anyone else who wears number 74, though.
No one has because...
Yes, exactly, he's an icon, a legend.
Yes, the first player under 5 feet.
See that number hanging in the rafters.
First NHL goalie to not be able to...
We will definitely see that number hanging in the rafters. It is the Nashville Predators.
Yeah.
You could hang it from the crossbar and it would look like the rafters to him.
I think... Oh, come on. I think it'd be kind of cool if they built a statue of Soros right next to Pekka Rinne.
Like underneath his leg.
I mean, like, okay, I rarely ever make jokes about his height, but Pekka Rinne's so tall.
Yeah.
So it would look like father and son a little bit.
That would be funny. He'd be, like, holding blockers.